Okay, hour number two, back with you at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. It is time now to welcome in our next guest. That is our NFL, our college football insider, and Husker defensive great, Jason Peter. Jason, I'm going to get right to it. I want us to open up our conversation talking about the NFL. In August, the NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell sent a letter to the league making it clear that domestic and sexual assault has no place in the NFL, and it is completely unacceptable. Of course, the Baltimore Ravens, there's been so much talk about it that he only received that two-game suspension. And now the video, it's come out. We've seen it all from start to finish, and it was incredibly disturbing. I mean, I have a myriad of emotions after my reaction from watching it. What was yours?
Yeah, it's the same. You know, it's upsetting to watch that. You know, it's crazy when you think that it took the video of, you know, what happened inside that elevator for this reaction to happen. Like carrying a completely limp woman out of, you know, a hotel elevator isn't enough. You know what, you know, and it's kind of, I think, I don't know what the right word is, but, you know, you're hearing and you're listening to a lot of journalists as well who now have taken this opportunity to stand here and say, God, this is so wrong, blah, 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 blah. Well, wasn't it wrong when he was carrying her out and she was unconscious? I mean, how did we think that she got to that point? Did Ray, you know, blow his breath really hard on her? I mean, what did he do to how did he, you know, knock his wife completely out? Well, by hitting her. You know, and it's crazy to think that, and this is not just, I guess, with domestic violence, but, you know, in the NFL, I think this is part of the problem that people are having is basically it's like, you know, you can do whatever you want. You know, if you hit your wife, if you steal, if you're on drugs, if you, you know, just, and you can continue to play. Just don't make sure there's no videotape of it, you know. And that's like the crazy thing is it shouldn't have to take, I guess, a videotape of somebody doing that. Because the only other way that, I guess, the punishment would truly fit the crime would be, and this is kind of the case when I was playing in Carolina with Ray Caruth,
right.
And, you know, he ultimately ends up killing his wife. Is that what it takes, you know, where you're eliminating someone from this world to really, I guess, get the proper punishment? Because unless there's videotape, you're pretty much able to do whatever you want and just get a, you know, what now is an 8-game suspension. But, yeah, it's disturbing to see. You know, I was always raised never to you know, raise your hand to a woman. And it's just, you know, knowing that is your wife, I'm not sure if Ray has kids or not with her, but you know, ultimately the mother of your children, and to me the spit is just as bad.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't, you know, it doesn't feel the same, I'm sure, as getting punched, but it's just degrading, and it's shocking to see.
Our NFL college football analyst Jason Peter is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And some have posed, you know, does the NFL, do they have a domestic violence problem? Yes, they do. I mean, you just referred to your former teammate in Ray Caruth, your time with the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, there's, you know, there's been examples of this, gosh, throughout the history of the NFL. You know, this is something that, you know, I don't know what it is or what it will take in order to clean this thing up. You know, if maybe just, you know, forget about the 8-game suspension, it needs to go right to, you know, banishment. But, you know, you also have to, I think, take a step back and realize that sometimes, you know, there are cases where, you know, the woman is not telling the complete truth. And so, you know, it's something that the NFL obviously It has to become a bigger issue, and it is obviously now. Unfortunately, you know, the way that we got here is not the way that I think anybody had hoped. But it's just education. I mean, that's all I think you can do. Like with any issue in this world, it's educating people and continuing to educate them. And when they don't want to hear it anymore, you're educating them some more and more and more. So, you know, that's kind of the only, I think, the only thing that you could possibly do.
So should Roger Goodell, should his job be in jeopardy? I mean, obviously he dropped the ball in a sort of willful negligence in choosing not to get involved, and because what he said that he hadn't seen the tape.
I think if he hasn't seen the tape, okay, and he's being truthful, I think it should be a year suspension. You know, he should no pay, and not that, you know, financially he's struggling. I mean, I think the owners paid him close to $40 million a year or two ago. But I think he should be removed from his job. I mean, you know, he was the one who said ignorance is not an excuse,
yeah.
Right, when talking about the Saints bounty gate down there. And you kind of have to know what's going on in your own house. And so there needs to be a consequence, even if it's true that he hasn't seen the tape, because ultimately one of his employees did see it and didn't report back to him or, you know, take this information to him. But if he indeed has seen this tape, then yes, he needs to go.
How does TMZ have access to that video and not the NFL?
Well, that's the comical thing.
I mean,
it's the NFL. I mean, you know, they pretty much can touch anything that they want, and they can get their hands on anything they want. I just don't think that they wanted to see it. You know, that's the bottom line.
Our NFL insider, college football analyst Jason Peter is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, and we will be right back with much more with Jason Peter.